Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Life Isn't Linear podcast. Life isn't linear and neither is the journey, but the goal is to keep making progress. This is Josh. As I said a few episodes ago, the month of July was vacation time. My family and I got to explore a part of the country that we have never seen before, and that was upstate New York. We were fortunate enough to attend Dreams Ballpark in Cooperstown, New York. Now, Cooperstown, if you're not familiar, is where baseball was invented and the home to the Baseball Hall of Fame. My son is 12, and when you're 12, and if your team is eligible, there's a large tournament in Cooperstown at Dreams Park. And it really is something to see. It's a week of America's pastime, and that's baseball. But this is something on a whole nother level. And I can tell you now, as a baseball fan and someone who played a lot of baseball, it was an absolutely amazing experience. It really was like being a kid all over again. The setup there was spectacular and scenic. I've told many people since I've come home that we have to be living in a simulation because nothing is ever this perfect. Never have I seen an operation so efficient, and it was set up with a rolling hill background. Amazing. During the week, Dream Parks host over 100 teams from all over the country and even a few international teams. Mind you, these kids are 12. So let's do that math. So there's 100 teams multiplied by about 13 kids a team. That's 1,300 kids alone. Now, multiply that by 3 or 4, which makes up about the average number of people in a family, and yep, you guessed it, you've got somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 people immediately descending on one area. The teams all stay on the campus of Dreams Park. Essentially, they live in a barracks or dormitory for a week. They sleep in bunks, eat a large cafeteria setting, and get to mingle with kids from all over the country. It really is like baseball camp for kids. They're guaranteed 5 games, and more if they do well in the tournaments after the games. They are completely catered to 100%. And we as parents are told simply to drop your children off and then show up when they play. Because Dreams Park consists of 21 fields nestled in a valley with a spectacular view of low-level rolling hills or mountains. And the fields are impeccable considering 12-year-olds are playing on them. And I would say they're on course with the best high school field or even a Division II college field. There are concession stands everywhere, and the prices are very reasonable, and housekeeping is immaculate. It compares with Disney World. But what struck me is the order that was in place. It was a well-oiled machine. Never have I seen a tournament for any kind of baseball so in line. When we arrived at the front gate, the entrance was at least a half a mile long full of cars waiting to get into the park. And all parents are instructed to drop off the kids immediately that day. And personally, I was dreading this, as I felt we would spend the entire day getting him into the park, checked in, unpacked. Then, after accomplishing all this, we would be exhausted when we left. I was profoundly wrong. We were in and out in 45 minutes to an hour. It's really incredible that Dreams Park, they do not mess around. There is an order to everything, from the time you enter the park, to parking, to unloading, to checking your children in and out, everything is synced. They do not allow loudmouth parents to do whatever they want or go wherever they want. Traffic is one way in and one way out. And I've embedded the link to Dreams Park below, so please check it out to see some of the views. After we were done doing all the dropping off, we then trickled into Cooperstown. And Cooperstown really is a sight to see. Cooperstown is Americana. It's so very patriotic. And that's because baseball history is American history. And Cooperstown is living proof of that. It really is pretty cool. The shops remind you of the towns of old. A little of this, a little of that, but a lot of it is geared towards baseball. And if you are a card collector, this is the town for you. The cards that you will find will blow your mind. I finally was lucky enough to add one to my collection that I had been looking for all my life. And it was autographed and a perfect 10. The stores like Tin Bin Alley, restaurants like Saul's Pizzeria, coffee shops like Stagecoach, the Baseballism store, the Hall of Fame. These places just put you in a great mood. It really is a great place to have a family vacation. But I would say I would not make it a priority to go to the Wax Museum. Cooperstown really is lovely because it sits at the base of Lake Oswego. And Lake Oswego is a beautiful and blue 8-mile-long lake. And if you take the time, I would explore parts of it. It was very much as beautiful as the northern Michigan lakes that we go to in the summer. One place we frequented was the Blue Mingo restaurant. It's about 1.5 miles north of Cooperstown. And it's a great place with great food, great drinks, and it's right on the lake. One night, my wife and I stopped for some drinks, and we were there during a rainstorm. We sat there and just admired the beauty of nature, the coolness from the rain, because it was such a relief from our days at the games. But something happened that I'd never seen before. The beginning and the ending of a rainbow. Yes, the rainbow began on the lake and ended on the lake. And sadly, we've been lied to our entire lives. There is no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I would encourage you to find this time to stop at this fantastic establishment. And I would suggest getting the Boatyard rum punch and just relax. It was during the middle of the week that we attended the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I was surprised that it didn't stick out in Cooperstown like I thought. But at the time, I really didn't care because this is something I've wanted to do my entire life. And I'll tell you, never judge a book by its cover. Because once you enter the facility, you are surrounded by the greatness of a sport. The greatest baseball players of all time have walked in the same halls as you are right now. It's a very humbling scenario. To call what is in the walls of the Hall of Fame memorabilia would be an insult. Because again, baseball history is American history. The items that occupy the Hall of Fame are truly priceless. If you love baseball, you could be there with ease for 2 days. But I would suggest to buy an e-ticket beforehand to save yourself the hassle of waiting in line. Because there are 3 floors of deep history, interesting facts, artifacts from the game, and so much more. And did you know that Babe Ruth used a 40-ounce bat? And for those of you who don't play baseball, that is unbelievably heavy. And at one point, he used a 43-ounce bat. Nobody does that. The actual uniforms of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson, Sandy Koufax, Mickey Mantle, and so many more are all on display. And whether it is the baseballs that were thrown during games, such as Don Larsen's perfect game in the World Series, Hank Aaron's last home run ball, or the bat that George Brett used during the Pine Tar incident, all these items are there. And the stories behind the times, the players, and the items are more entertaining than you could imagine. I had mentioned this earlier. As a child, I collected baseball cards, like most kids, and I loved it. And in the Hall of Fame, they have a display section dedicated to the collection of collections. The rarest baseball cards of all time are there. And I won't go into detail, but if you are a collector, you know the importance of a 1909 through 1911 white border Honus Wagner or the Topps 1952 Mickey Mantle rookie card. And these cards are all on display. You can see them in person. The Honus Wagner is a very interesting card and speaks to the integrity of the man. And if you're not familiar with this story, his baseball card was put into packs of cigarettes to encourage fans, mostly children, to purchase cigarettes to obtain the card, with the ultimate goal to be a lifelong customer. Imagine baseball cards being put in packs of cigarettes. It was a weird time. But when Wagner found out about this happening without his permission, he demanded they recall it or he would sue. He was against the use of tobacco, for himself, for baseball, and most especially for kids. And a combination of the story, his stance on tobacco, his fame, and the fact that few remain makes this the rarest and most valuable baseball card in the world. Now, I have seen 2 of these in my life. The last one was at the George Bush Presidential Library in Texas, and it was behind a thick, bulletproof glass, and it was guarded by an armed security guard. The point I'm gathering is from this is that the Hall of Fame is so large, you can't rush it. I missed this part of the tour in the beginning. Luckily, I had to go back and look for my family and came across this section. And if I had missed this personally, I would have been very upset to not see these displays of art in person. So I would encourage you to take your time when you walk through the Hall of Fame. The most important area in the Hall of Fame is when you walk through the hall that is designed for all the plaques of the inductees. It kind of feels like you're in church or a synagogue. It's very quiet, very sacred, and amongst all be very respectful. All the greats of all time have walked through these exact floors that you're touring. Overall, the Hall of Fame is a very special place and worth the price whether you are a fan or not. You are your guide. Again, don't rush it. Take the time to revel in the history. As I said before, Cooperstown is not a very big town, and there are very few hotels. So we didn't actually stay in Cooperstown. We got a VRBO house in Richfield Springs, which is about 25 minutes away. That really is the way to go. It allowed us to get away from the craziness that can engulf Cooperstown, So please, just rent a house. And we had a crazy little story that happened when we were there. When we would use the water, particularly the hot water, we would notice that we would hear a sound like a wood chipper that would go off within about 10 minutes of use. We didn't think much of it in the beginning, but it kept persisting. Finally, we got a little concerned and sent a message to the owner of the home. As we waited for her response, we tried to recreate the noise again. And while I was walking around the property, I heard the noise coming from the basement. The noise seemed to be coming from the boiler unit when I went down there to inspect. The owner of the house sent a local repair company to come in. And I explained to the technician the particular noise. Again, we were able to recreate it. And he immediately identified the problem. The boiler unit wasn't getting enough air into it due to the amount of soot that had accumulated over a long period of time. In fact, there was about 2.5 gallons of it that had built up. He stated that the boiler was making this noise as it was starved for air. He summed up that he couldn't leave it the way he found it, and he had to fix it and clean out the soot. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, soot is highly flammable and can reignite at any time. He explained that there was more than enough here to start a fire that could lead to an explosion at any moment. So, a big thank you to Center State Propane. And what was crazy is that we heard this noise for a few days. So we did avert that disaster, and everything went fine the rest of the time at the house. But it was definitely one of those reminders to speak up if you feel something is off, and not to overlook any things, and to trust your gut. But overall, the house was perfect for our needs. We had so many nights of wonderful views of the stars and just plain peacefulness. There's nothing better than to sit out at night in the hot tub and view the stars and appreciate your life in its most natural existence. Now, back to the baseball experience. And we would drive in every day for games. And again, like I've stated, Dreams Park is amazing. It's surreal. Norman Rockwell couldn't paint this place that perfect. All the fields are at the base of a low mountain backdrop. And it's almost proof that we live in a simulation. It kind of reminded me of those cheesy Hallmark movies where everything is perfect. You know, people, they live in the 1890s, they have perfect hygiene, white teeth, everyone is happy, it snows every Christmas, and they all magically have electricity decades before it was harnessed. Oh yeah, and everyone's gainfully employed. You know, not real, but Dreams Park is. Dreams Park really is a great setup. There are no issues with thousands of people that are always in attendance, and the fields are the perfect view for families. They are all enclosed so that families only are watching the games, and it feels so very private. And the fields are very well kept, but the fences need to be longer because they're only 200 feet, and that is not enough for these kids anymore because the bat technology is just too juiced. But I want to state, Cooperstown takes the safety of the kids very seriously. The kids are the top priority. The atmosphere and energy is infectious. It's kind of like being in Disney World. It's really hard not to have fun and enjoy it. And you do. You feel like a kid again. The umpires are fair. It's barracks livings for the coaches and kids on the campus. And for that week, the kids live and breathe baseball, and everything is about them. And here's a tip for parents. Keep it simple and keep it about them. Don't overthink the experience for the boys. The setting alone takes care of most of it. Make sure these kids have a change of clothes, soap to get cleaned up, and a comfortable place to lay their heads after an exhausting day. And that's really about all you need to do. Some of these parents do try and go overboard on what is needed. One team was trying to add a 36-inch TV and a streamer. It was comical all the insights that were given to make the experience better for the kids. Most of them are wrong. Again, the setting will take care of most of your worries. Just make sure you bring a wagon to haul the things you need to get for them. One umpire on Facebook chimed in perfectly. Let the kids communicate and unplug. In between games, we did take the time to head over to Fly Creek Apple Cider. It's like 4 miles from Dreams Park. Go there and get an apple cider slushy. It's one of the most refreshing things you will ever drink. We went about 3 times. There's a store there that is deceptively small, but has an enormous amount of products in it to choose from. Whether it's jam, jellies, salsas, sauces, or grilling accessories, they have a unique twist on everything, and it's all about the apples, hence a cider mill. And if you do decide to eat there, and I would, get the pot roast sandwich. Holy hell, it's amazing. The kids played 5 games, and it was intense, and they lost in the first round of the tournament. And they didn't win the tournament, but they won something so much more. And that's lasting memories and a one-of-a-kind experience. So when it sums up, it is an emotional time for them. And it is an experience like none other. But once the emotion wears off and they're ready to go, the kids are worn out. When our time in Cooperstown ended, we headed then north to Niagara Falls on the U.S. side. And Niagara Falls is something I've always wanted to see. We did the Maid of the Mist tour, which allows you to see the falls up close, and they don't disappoint. It is something spectacular to see. Then we proceeded to the Cave of the Winds, and you experience and feel the power of the falls, and you get soaking wet. Then you go to the observation tower to take in the scope of it all. It really brings it all together, the wonder of nature. We learned that Niagara is very much the inspiration for federal parks. It was private citizens that saved it from pollution over a century ago. And then people again stepped up in the 1950s to save it from erosion. The falls were eroding at about 4 feet per year. And it was due to a partnership between the United States and Canada that they used the water supply to power the eastern seaboard. But by doing this, they slowed the water flow to 50%, which is amazing considering the epic scope of it all. And it would be interesting to see it at 100%, but that never happens. But really, when you look at Niagara and go through the history, it might be the birthplace of renewable, sustainable energy. And there's a great line in the Niagara Museum. When people come together, they can do amazing things. And when people come together, they can preserve the future. Now, I have stated I'm a big Tesla fan, and I would be shocked if Niagara Falls isn't some kind of inspiration for the company. The narrative of the falls is very similar to Tesla's mission of transitioning the world to sustainable energy. I mean, it was Nikola Tesla who invented the generators that are part of the hydroelectric dam. What I found the most amazing and even philosophical part of this was the water and the flow of the falls. It really captivated me so much. I was thinking Bruce Lee would have loved Niagara Falls because the water never stops. It is constant. And as I stood there at night and just watched the water, you can't help but feel inspired, motivated, and humbled. Niagara Falls is an example of life. Now stick with me on this. The water flows, and that's you living your life. The water goes over obstacles, and those are the challenges we face. And it falls over the cliffs, the mistakes we make, and it crashes at the bottom. The aftermath of our mistakes. And it keeps on going. And those are accepting the choices we make. And when the water falls, it oxygenates the waterways. And that's learning from our mistakes and making our lives better. This process is the synergy of life. When I observe the water, it is both calm and violent, beautiful and destructive. Yet water is the requirement of all life. To be like water is life. We are all capable of being constructive or destructive, to love or hate, to be courageous or cowardly. And we have that choice. You have to make a choice to grow the life you have or choose to let it become stagnant. Water that moves and adapts is very beautiful. Water that is stagnant is disgusting, dries up, and it dies. And as I sat there, I thought to myself that Niagara is a metaphor for life, and I am sharing that with you. It is impossible not to take away some appreciation from this wonder of nature. And then our trip officially ended. And on the drive back, I had a lot of time to think. And here were my takeaways. 1, never judge a book by its cover. To be honest, I really wasn't looking forward to being in New York for vacation. But I was pleasantly surprised of its rugged beauty, and I was glad I was wrong. The countryside was absolutely astonishing. The lakes were clean, and the people were so very friendly. It was such a pleasant place to be that we do plan to go back there again. 2, I was beyond impressed with what is Niagara Falls, truly one of the wonders in the United States and the world. And you can tell it is appreciated worldwide as there are so many foreign tourists. It is a shining example of what nature can produce and how humans can benefit from it. We really do live in sync with this planet. 3, the innocence of children. To see the kids have the time of their lives at Cooperstown was something to be admired. We sometimes take life so serious, meeting deadlines at work, worrying if we will upset our spouse or partner, inflation is running out of control, or that global warming will kill us. Cooperstown reminded me of a simpler time, a time without worry, a time to just relax and view things from the eyes of a child having a wonderful time. And it is infectious when you are there. It makes me want to bring that energy into everything I do. Number four, the past. Cooperstown really is very historic and steeped in tradition. And you can feel it all around you, from the Hall of Fame, to the feel of the shops, to the layouts of the field. It makes you take the time to reflect on yourself, and maybe even your life. Because people don't always see the benefit of the past. That time is dead, I've heard. But there are many lessons to be learned from the past. And this isn't a quote of mine, but someone else's. Quote, "The path isn't a straight line. It's a spiral. You continually come back to things you thought you understood and then see deeper truths, layers." Cooperstown made me think on that. And to think, would my younger self be happy with who he became? Did he learn those lessons? And then it got me thinking, would my future 85-year-old self be happy about the life he had? And it's humbling to think about things like that. And some of those questions made me uncomfortable. But the more I pondered those questions, it meant to me that I have work to do, to answer those questions and be happy with those answers, which is a good thing. It means I'm not done growing. You really can transform your life at any age. Number five, family. Family is everything. The people in your life are everything. And ask the question, who is your tribe? And take the time to unplug and spend your time with them. And I have believed this for a long time, that men have to be their own motivation and their own heroes. Because guys, no one will ever come to save you. But it is remarkable that the right woman and children are like rocket fuel for you. Allow these people to be your fuel, because in the end, they really are all that matter. In closing, I will leave you with two quotes from Babe Ruth. And these kept coming up in stores and shops and the Hall of Fame itself. And I know that sports metaphors are so cliche, but the lessons learned in sports really are applicable to almost everything in life. And number one, don't let the fear of striking out hold you back. And number two, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like button and rate it as 5 stars. And subscribe to the channel. And always feel free to email me at lifeisn'tlinearpodcast@gmail.com if there's something you have to say, because feedback is always welcome and read. And as always, be respectful, make good decisions, and take the time to go to Cooperstown.